Raining and light, words. Words. As we grow, we learn, and this is what growth is and what it's all about. It's weathering storms and choosing right from wrong. It's changing with the seasons, embracing the new, and it's letting go of what is stale. It's accepting challenges, choosing forgiveness, and creating peace. Growing is learning that we do not have to remain who we've been. We can reinvent ourselves, and with the words of our choosing, and just the same as tearing ourselves down with the words of our choosing. Perhaps in just the same as some others, when we were younger, and we've mentioned this before, we learned that words don't matter. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Words do matter. As we breathe in this moment, think of all the words that we use to describe ourselves. Think of all the words that others have used to describe us. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Words can give life, and words can also kill. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. In this moment, let's connect with all that is deeper than what we typically sit or stand in. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Words can make us stay, and they can cause us to stray. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. And so that we may always choose them wisely, and so that we may celebrate, heal, provide, connect, empower, and transcend. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Be reminded that we can breathe in our own way, and we can take as long as needed. This is, after all, about the individual and our very own spirit, relations to and with our greater spirit. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Say what we mean and mean what we say, and if we have words to deliver to others. Words move beyond thought, and so we must not expect others to be mind readers when engaging with them on any level. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. There are over 7,000 languages in the world and over 8 billion people. And both figures are in counting at this very point. No one can say exactly how many words, at least in the English language, exist. And even if they could, any one individual might only be using a small portion of them. Breaking this down even further, how many of those words are used to uplift? And how many of those used words tear down? And tear down not just things, but others and ourselves. When we talk about uplifting, we are using words to calm and to soothe and to bring joy and create peace. And not just for ourselves, but for others too. We're talking about written and spoken words. We might as well include body language, and because it's all forms of communication, and it all could do just as much good as damage. When we talk about tearing down, this refers to words being used as weapons, and not just towards others, but our own negative self-talk and our own negative self-descriptions. This is when we label ourselves and others This is when we forget that, yes, while we are human, we are also great, or we could be working towards being great. And if for nothing else but for our spirit, a description of great does not mean greater than. It just means great in our own right. Great just means that even with what we may consider or what others may define as flaws, idiosyncrasies, or quirkiness, it's all okay. Just the same as all things, words are a privilege, and in any form that we're able to use them. With all privileges, there must be caution, and so that our privileges are not abused or taken for granted. To understand this further, we request solace within and from the Spirit. Solace is simply comfort, and especially during times of anxiety, sadness, or pain, and this is what some words can produce within us, and when they're used as weapons, words can create mass destruction. What we say matters. Words are powerful, from the smallest and the one thought to be the least significant to the largest or the longest and the one that's thought to hold the most weight. Words have an effect on us. They influence us. They guide us. They can change us. They can open us, and they can certainly close us. They can stop us. Words contribute to our emotional, mental, physical, intellectual, and spiritual health and success. This is our overall well-being and includes space for our self-esteem, our confidence, and our trust. Words can hurt, but we know that they can also heal. Sometimes we look to others to say the words that we believe we need to hear or need to be inspired by. When those words do not come, we may feel lost, confused, or even abandoned. Some may desire a leader to give words to a nation, to help its people, to be good and kind to one another. And again, when these words don't come, the same feelings may be felt. It is time for us, each person, to use words that will inspire others and encourage others to do the same. We must become inspired by the words we use towards ourselves. It is time for us to teach by modeling the use of words to help ourselves and others to be more than good to one another. Words move beyond name-calling. Words and the use of them move into manifestations. We are the words that we speak. We are the language that we use. Words are energy. They shift, they travel, they penetrate. Of all that we do not have control over, we do have control over our use of words. Here is another reason to practice mindfulness, and so that we become aware of the words we hold and the words that we speak. With words only being one element of language, we can use ours to improve our lives and the lives of others. The words that we use do reflect our morals. They do reflect our values. And unfortunately, sometimes, our prejudices. Words can create change and for the better. We can feel the power of our words and instantly. When we speak negatively, we can feel the weight of the stress. When we speak positively, we feel lighter. And because we're speaking of light, a frown is heavier than a smile, and it takes more work as well. In this life, we come across paths and doors that are capable of confining us. We do not want to place ourselves in our own prison because of the use of hurtful words towards ourselves and certainly towards others. hurtful words will prevent us from thinking rationally and logically. This is towards ourselves and again, towards others. We do want to be honest with ourselves and honest with others, and this is possible without hurtful words. If we consider ourselves to be one branch of a tree, and perhaps of the greater spirit, we can understand the need for each to aid in the wellness of the other. We can begin with words and with gestures of hope, and then to kindness, and then to peace. If we don't begin now, then when? Begin with raining and light.